Hey, explorers, welcome to episode 319 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the Asian theme parks like Universal Studios Japan. You can find us up on our website and all over social media under TDR Explorer. I'm one of your hosts, Chris. I am the one that you see screaming on camera all the time and cooking in the sun and buying unnecessary things and stuffing my face full of whatever sweets I can find. Am I missing anything? Joining us always is the wonderful Patricia.
Hey, guys. I work with the tourism convention in the city. And you can part of a team that's working under Discover Urayasu on Instagram if you want to check that out. And my personal account is Dream Sweets Love if you want to see other stuff happening in Japan. But I am the one haunted by Junji Ito and haunted by this girl. I'm going to go to her exhibit, I guess pretty soon this month in August, who likes to take pictures of herself or have photos taken of her as like a ghost. And they look terrifying. And I'm so excited to go to this exhibit.
I love that. I forgot. It's like spooky season in the summer.
It's spooky season all year for me. Yes.
For those explorers listening, so after this episode, we are going on a little bit of a break for the summer. So we're going to have rebroadcasting a couple of episodes, but don't worry, we'll be back. And we actually recorded this well in advance as well. So we kind of stocked up on some episodes for you. So yeah, we'll make it sound like we just recorded the day before you listen to this as best as we can. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I can't wait to hear about all your spooky stuff. I'm sure we'll talk about that once you're done with it.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. Spooky season.
Yay.
I know by the time this comes out, this will be kind of old news, but I went and saw Deadpool and Wolverine.
I still haven't seen it. My son saw it twice. I'm so jealous.
It's so good. The amount of Canadian references in it made me so happy.
You gotta, because so Wolverine is like the Canadian character.
And same with Deadpool.
Yeah.
So Deadpool's actually from Regina.
Yeah.
Which is in Saskatchewan, which is like just so wild to me. And then Wolverine's from like Northern Alberta. He's from like Manitoba.
No? Oh, he's from Alberta.
Northern Alberta, yeah. There's like references to Avril Lavigne.
Oh my God.
In one of the scenes, well, this is not really giving it away because it's in the trailer, but the scene where they're fighting, there's like a CN Tower, which is their tower in Toronto.
Oh my God.
There's just like so many like Canadian things. It's just so wonderful. It makes sense. There's the two lead characters are Canadian.
Alpha Flight movie when? Okay.
I guess I was trying to make a good segue into this by relating it to movies, but it didn't really work, but that's okay. We're talking about the Universal Studios Japan VIP tour today.
Yes.
I've always wanted to go on this.
And they have a Halloween version, by the way.
Yes, they do. They will do a Halloween Horror Nights one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it in English? Did they do it in English last year? No, I don't remember.
It's only in Japanese. Okay. And you get like a medal or something. They give you like some kind of souvenir with it and everything.
Yeah. But the one we're talking about today is done in English, which is great.
Nice.
But full disclosure, I went on this VIP tour and Universal gifted it to me. So I did not pay for this. I just got to go on the tour. So just for full transparency for you guys. Universal wanted me to talk about it. So cool. Here we are. We're talking about it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Have I done a VIP tour before? Well, I've like not in Japan, but I've done it in the US. I've only done it at Disney. I did it once. Mm-hmm. With a friend, with a four friends, I should say.
What kind of like tour was it?
It was the one that they take you around, like the parks. Like it wasn't cheap.
No.
But that's really the extent of like the VIP tours that I've ever done. Mm-hmm. So this one is relatively affordable in comparison.
It's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So
especially looking at like what you get, you know.
So the tour starts at 30,000 yen per person. And it's only the only thing is it's only a three hour tour. So it's not a full day tour. And it doesn't come with your tickets, so you gotta buy that separately. And what comes with the tour is you get an English speaking tour guide. So if you book this, if you book this through the English website, which is where you have to make the reservation, it's the only place you can do it. You will get an English speaking tour guide, which is great. You get to use the VIP entrance, which is also nice. Then you get some extra express passes that you get to use anytime during your visit during the day at the park. And then you get direct entrance into Super Nintendo World with your tour guide. And you can buy your power-up band before you even go into Super Nintendo World, which is nice. And you get access to the lounge, the VIP lounge, 30 minutes before your tour starts. And there's drinks and stuff in there. And, of course, glorious AC, which is nice during the summer.
Yeah.
And you also get a 10% discount on most restaurants inside the park. So just counter service restaurants, which is nice. You get a little,
it adds up, man. Yeah.
Little discount. And then you, during your tour, you get to skip the line for four attractions. So let's just kind of run through how it all works when you're doing it. So you have to, like I said, you have to book it through the University of Japan website, and they're released at the same time as the tickets. So they're about 60 days in advance. 60 days or whatever, 2 months, something like that. So they're available at the same time. However, probably what I would do, because especially for Japan, English-speaking tour guides are not a dime a dozen, right? It's a little tough to get people that speak English and Japanese, you know, at a level that you can do tours, right? That's not easy to find. So with that said, resources are finite, right? So the tours book up very quickly. So if you're keen on a tour, I would say book the VIP tour first, because tickets rarely see tickets sell out anymore.
Do they have the tours in languages other than Japanese and English?
They also offer them in Korean and Mandarin.
Nice.
Yeah. I think those are the only languages they cover.
Okay.
Yeah. So English, I guess, as well. Everyone listening will be speaking English. So, yeah. So that's probably how I would do it. Because you don't have to book your ticket and a VIP tour at the same time as your ticket. You just have to have your ticket the day that you're going, is all.
Right.
If you manage to book the VIP, there I go again. If you manage to book the vacation, I keep saying vacation package. I think because in the notes I wrote VP tour, not VIP tour. I think that's what's going on here. Okay, I'm going to change that just to correct my mind here. I've totally derailed myself. Booking the VIP tour first, then get your ticket after, because the tickets don't seem to be selling out as much anymore.
No, and I think because like the tickets that sell out are the ones that include like Express Pass, and this is pretty much it. You wouldn't need that. So
no, you definitely don't. So
yeah, so a regular day ticket you could get easily.
Yeah, and when you're looking at the VIP for the VIP experience, the website is kind of a pain to use. I mean, Japanese websites in general are just a pain to use with UX and all that. But
yeah,
the order in which the website goes, like, it looks like you have to pick a ticket first, but don't do that. You don't have to. You can just skip to the extras section. So just click on that, and then you can pick VIP tour, and then you can see the availability for the like the current time frame. Because if you pick a ticket first, you have to pick a date for the ticket, and it's only going to show you availability for that date once you get to the VIP section. So
yeah,
that's kind of annoying, right? So
yeah, it is.
Go to the.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised that once you purchase the VIP, if there isn't a ticket already attached, it doesn't attach a ticket to it.
Just to pay for it, right? Like
you, right.
You have to pay extra for it. Like you still pay for it, but
yeah, you know, exactly.
I don't know why they don't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just a good trick for you to look at, I guess, for that. And the VIP tour start at two different times. So they start at 10 a.m. or 3 p.m.
Which did you prefer?
I think I would probably prefer the 3 p.m. That's the one I did. I ended up doing the 3 p.m. one. So I probably prefer that. Because you can still use the VIP entrance, even if your tour is at 3 p.m., you can still get to the park first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And you get to enter a little earlier.
Yes. But you get to bypass that all the people that are in the regular line. You get to go in this VIP entrance line.
Yeah, which absolutely. Is
so smooth. Like you just whiz by everything. Like it's so convenient.
That's smart.
And because when you go to the VIP entrance, you can check in ahead of, like you can check in the moment you get there. Even if you got there at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And your tour is on until 3, you still check in and they'll give you your express passes that are included with the VIP tour. They'll give them to you at that time.
Fantastic.
So you get 3 yellow express passes and 1 green express pass. Really, the only difference between them is it's one attraction, I think. Okay. Yeah, they add one. Just looking at the current list, both the green and the yellow include Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey, Flight of the Hippogriff, Hollywood Dream, The Ride, Despicable Me, Mini Mayhem, Flying Dinosaur, and Jaws. The only thing is the green one also includes the new Kimetsu no Yaiba ride. So obviously that will change depending on when you go.
Yeah.
So those are the rides that are included with the Express Pass. And you get that for everyone on the tour. The only thing with this is I wouldn't use them for Despicable Me or Jaws, only because when you go on your tour with your guide, they're going to take you to those rides and you're going to skip the line entirely.
Okay. Okay.
So good to know. Don't waste them on that. Use on Harry Potter, either the two Harry Potter rides. Definitely use it for Hollywood Dream, the ride, and definitely use it for the Flying Dinosaur. And then the green one, use it for the special attraction. So I guess in this case, it would be the Demon Slayer ride.
Mm-hmm.
So getting express passes is pretty cool. That's nice.
Yeah, I think that's pretty big.
And then, yeah, so you use the VIP entrance, blah, blah, blah. Then 30 minutes before your tour, you get to go into the lounge and they have soft drinks. And teas and coffees, and it's nice and it's quiet and it's private, very comfortable. You just get the chill out, which is really nice. So then when your tour starts, your guide will come and they'll meet you. And during the tour, they're going to give you all this backstory of like a bunch of different stuff within the park. What is special about these certain buildings in the New York area, and like how many minions are in this area? Like, you know, can you count them all and things like that? And you can ask them a ton of questions, and they'll try and answer them the best to their ability. Our tour guide was Natty, and very impressive. She spoke 5 languages.
Wow.
English, of course, Japanese was another one. And a couple other European languages. If I recall, she was from somewhere in, I can't remember exactly, but she's from somewhere in Europe.
Very cool.
So very impressive. She spoke, like when I heard her speak Japanese, I'm like, oh, I'm jealous. You speak much better than I do. But of course, like she's a tour guide, so she has to speak to a certain level, right?
Yeah.
Because I would imagine she probably does Japanese tours as well. I would imagine. I didn't ask, but I would just kind of guess. Anyway, so you'll go and do the Minions ride, and you'll get to go walk right onto that. Like, you go through the exit, like you skip the entire line. You don't even have to go through the Express Pass line. You go through the exit. It's even faster.
Yeah.
And then you'll head on over to Jaws, and you get to do Jaws as well. Same thing. Go through the exit. You get to go right on the ride. Skip that queue. Then probably the best perk is you just walk. After that, you walk right into Super Nintendo World. You just walk right in. Your tour guide will take you in there. And then you get to skip the line for both Mario Kart and Yoshi.
There again, you could knock it off your list.
You just go through the exits and do all that. And oh, I forgot to mention, like, you could buy the power-up band when you're in the VIP lounge. So before you even start the tour, you can buy your power-up bands and get it like all synced up to the app and everything. So
can you re-enter the Nintendo World later, like if you want to do like the restaurant or whatever?
No.
Okay.
So that's why they end the tour there, and the guide makes sure that it's crystal clear. Once the tour ends, because it ends in Super Nintendo World, if you leave Super Nintendo World, you can't go back in without getting like a timed entry or something.
Okay.
So like, that's why I kind of like having it at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Because I can do, like, with the Express Passes, the other Express Passes, you kind of get everything done during the day.
Right.
Like, before the tour. And then spend as much time as I want in Super Nintendo World and not feel rushed.
Mm-hmm.
And because you got to go through all the lines, like the two attractions, so you don't have to do those. So you can go to Canopius Cafe, do some shopping, and also like line up for all the mini games. So I think that's nice.
Yeah, for sure. How long does the, if you said this right, how long does the tour last?
It's about 3 hours. So it's
okay.
It's not all day, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because I'm thinking like if it starts at 3, then it's already the sun is starting to go down. So you get to see the Nintendo World at night as well, which is really pretty. So
3 is probably like the best one.
Yeah.
Best time. 10 a.m. would probably work too, but I think I prefer the 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And yeah, so like that's pretty much it. And the other thing too, I think it's good value. Because there's no tipping in Japan.
Of course. So
you don't have to tip. I know in the US, it's customary to tip your VIP tour guide.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like an unwritten rule. Like, you're supposed to tip your tour guide. Like, everyone should tip, right? Otherwise, it's incredibly rude. But here in Japan, there's no tipping. You do not tip at all. So do not tip. Don't force it. Don't insist. It just makes things awkward.
Yeah.
Do not do it. So the price you pay, that's it. That's all you pay.
Mm-hmm.
So for 30,000 yen, that's pretty good.
That's great.
For like, you just pretty much get to skip the line for all the major attractions, which is nice. And just walking right into Super Nintendo World without having to worry.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like the only like downside is like for the probably more the two Mario attractions is you miss the queue since you're skipping the line entirely.
Yeah.
So I guess like that's probably like the only downside I would say to that. I don't know. Do you want to wait in a 90-minute line or just walk right on?
Yeah, it depends on how much time you're going to be there, you know? Because you're doing like 2 days, you could always, or like a day and a half day, you could always come back and like do it the line if you have time for it, you know?
Yeah. Or like if you're in there, like if you stay after the VIP tour, go through the single rider line on Mario Kart so you can see some of the line.
There you go. If you have time, you know?
For Yoshi's Adventure, I don't think you're missing too much with the line. Like, the line is cute and there's no single rider line, but like, is it worth waiting the 60 to 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Let you decide with that. But yeah, like overall, like it's a convenient package And especially when it comes to express passes, because we're trying to buy them through the USJ website, it's kind of a nightmare because they're very popular and they sell out very quickly.
And yeah, you have to buy them well in advance.
Yeah, you have to buy them. Like, they go on sale the same, usually around the same time as park tickets. But
yeah.
But they change it as well. Like, sometimes they're not on sale yet, even though the tickets are on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then they release them at different times, and it's always a fight for them. And what happens is you kind of have to, you have to pick like your time frames for everything.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to pick timings with that. So you're kind of, some of the attractions you get locked into like a time frame, and some attractions are anytime. So like, there's also that added stress. So it kind of dictates your day a little bit. Whereas
it does.
With the VIP tour stuff, like, you got those, like, these express passes aren't timed. They're any time. So you can use it before or after the tour.
What is, like, the price difference between the tour and getting, like, the express package that has, like, I guess the most attractions or whatever?
I think, I should have wrote this down. I think the most expensive express pass, let me just check really quickly. I think it's under 20,000 yen for the most expensive express pass, which is still not like cheap. But it's not as expensive as the VIP package. But of course, the VIP package, you're getting a little bit more, right?
And I feel like if you've been there in the morning and you've seen like the morning chaos, it's nice to have the separate entrance. I think that's another big,
that's also a big
stress
thing,
relief, you know?
Oh yeah, 100%. What is going on? Okay, so the most expensive express pass, it starts at basically 20,000 yen.
All right.
And then it goes up from there.
Okay.
So I'm seeing ones for 24,000.
Because there's yen. So many, I know there's so many different kinds. I'm sorry, that was a not a great question.
Okay. No, yeah. It's okay. Like, it gets confusing, right?
Like,
it's
more or less, like,
Yeah, so more or less, if you were to buy like the most expensive express pass,
yeah,
you're like, let's just say 25,000. Let's just say that you're paying 25,000, but for 30,000, starting at 30,000, the price can change, but 30,000 yen, you know, 5,000 yen more to get these extra perks, like, that's kind of worth it.
You have like more flexibility.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice, for sure.
But I think like the issue, like I kind of mentioned at the top, I think the issue coming in is going to be the tours are much more limited in terms of, how many tour guides they have, right? Like, of course, with express passes, they can sell hundreds of them, probably thousands of them. They don't have thousands of tour guides, right?
No, of course.
It's a very finite resource. And especially when you have to pare it down to getting someone who speaks multiple languages, like, that's in and itself tough to do.
Like,
like, getting people that just speak Japanese, like, I'm sure that's a challenge in itself, but not as much as getting people that speak multiple languages. So it's probably going to be a little bit of a struggle to book it, just to be honest. But if you're on the ball and maybe keep checking, like, if you're really keen on it, like, just keep checking and just see if something pops up, because you never know. Like, I don't know, maybe they somehow hired a couple more and they're like, oh, we have some availability or something. I don't know how they decided. I don't know how that works. I'm just kind of speculating. But yeah. Have you ever done any kind of like VIP tours before? Like, not necessarily with Universal, but just anything in general?
I don't think so, because we lived in Florida. So like, there was never like a strong need. I guess like one of the backstage tours would be kind of cool to do. Like, if we went to Disneyland, I think the one where you ride the train, like the, what is it called? Like the waltz.
Walt's footsteps or something?
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. I feel like I would want to do something like that. You know? And I have looked into, because they did the Halloween kind of like VIP thing last year, I want to say. And it looked really cool. We looked into that, but we didn't end up going.
Oh, you should do that. You should go this year.
I know, it's so busy because like the teen is going to be starting university soon. So it's kind of like a little busy with that. I feel like once he starts, we'll be, I know.
Stop it. No, he is still 9 years old to me.
I know. He's still 9 years old to me. I feel like once he's settled and, you know, his school is decided and everything, we'll have more flexibility. But like, yeah, I know. Time flies.
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah. This is a complete aside. I know we're kind of derailing this a little bit, but speaking of like time flies. So I recently reconnected with my best friend from high school.
Oh my God.
We haven't spoken since probably the end of high school. I think it was the last time we actually spoke. And there was no real reason. Like we didn't have a falling out. Like,
people just sometimes grow apart. Yeah.
Yeah. Like nothing bad happened between us. We just, mm-hmm. I went and like did my thing. He did his thing and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's just, I think like that's pretty common for high school, right?
Oh,
like,
for sure.
It's pretty common. But anyway, we recently reconnected like in the last few weeks.
Oh my God.
Just kind of catching up and everything. And
yes.
He's like, yeah, I got 5 kids. I'm like, you have 5 kids?
What?
I'm like, buddy, we're the same age.
He's oh like, my yeah, gosh.
He's like, yeah, one of them's 19. I'm like, get out of here.
No way.
Like, I'm never having children. Let's just
put that out there. I mean, now. Not everybody needs to have children. No,
I'm not having children.
Like, yeah,
whatever. But I just said to him, like, I cannot imagine having a 19-year-old child.
Oh my God, teenagers.
he would have been like 22 or 23.
Wow.
Because obviously him and I are in the same age, right? So she's like, so weird.
I was about to say, you're so young. I can't oh my gosh.
Well, I'm 39 now. I'm going to be turning 40 soon.
Oh my God, I can't. Stop. You're still like in your 20s to me.
Thanks. I moisturize and put on sunscreen.
You do. Yes.
I'm trying to keep this looking young as long as I can.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Just speaking of time flying, right?
That's
just
wild.
I don't know. But yeah, it was nice to reconnect with
someone I haven't
spoken to and
catch up on like old memories and stuff.
20 years?
Oh my God.
That's wild. 20 years. Oh goodness. 20 years. It's been 20 years.
Oh my God. 5 kids. I can't.
I can't imagine. 5 children. That's a
lot of kids, man.
All boys, too.
Oh my God.
Like, oh,
I feel like I would have so many more gray hairs than I even do now.
You got enough for just one.
Exactly.
Can't imagine 5.
That's wild. Anyway,
let's reel it back to VIP tours.
Universal Studios. Yeah. Oh, okay. So speaking of 5 kids, how many people can you bring on this tour?
That's a good question.
Maybe
you have
like a big group. Can you bring like, probably, what's the max?
I think it was like 8 or 10, I think.
Okay. Okay, not bad. So you have a big party.
Something like that. Yeah, just double check the website. But yeah, it's something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I think the packages or the VIP tours became immensely popular, pardon me, because I remember they used to be available on Klook.
Well, I mean, it's just, it seems like a really good value, to be honest, you know.
They're gone now, so I'm guessing it's just a staffing issue is my guess.
It could be, yeah.
Because, you know, like Japan, just Japan as a whole is having staffing issues.
For sure. So,
again, I'm not going to repeat myself again, but, you know, the whole getting people that have very specific skill sets needed for certain things is tough. Especially for foreigners, like if you need a foreigner to do stuff. Because, you know, immigration into this country is not simple. Yeah.
Oh, man. It sounds like a lot of fun, though. Like, if you can book it, it sounds like a really good deal.
Yeah. I would, of course, I know I did not pay for this, but this is something I would definitely pay for.
Yeah, because, like, to be honest, we do Express Pass anyway, because we don't go a lot. So, like, when we do go, we want it to be smooth. You know what I mean? And it's not a big price difference. And having getting to avoid that, like, that massive morning line is pretty, pretty sweet, you know?
Yeah, kind of just having to not have to deal with that line.
Mm-hmm.
It's also very nice.
Also gives you a good start to the day, you know?
I think so. Oh, goodness. Oh, I didn't think we'd get through this as quickly as we did.
I know. Is this like a record for us?
That's shorter than our last episode. This is making up for that.
Wow.
Yeah, VIP tour. If you can. If it's within your budget, I do recommend checking it out and seeing if it's right for you. Just being able to skip lines is always nice.
Yeah. I feel like if it's available, like, I feel like if you do Express Pass anyway, it's not. Well, and I guess it depends, like, because there's, like, certain Express Passes that are focused specifically on, like, the Cool Japan things, for example. So, like, it depends on what your needs are when you're visiting the park, right?
Yeah. I guess we can quickly talk about Demon Slayer, because we're probably not going to do a full episode on it, because it's just interesting that they decided to switch Demon Slayer up, the event.
Yeah, they renewed it, right?
Yeah, so I guess they extended it. Like, it's a year-long event now, Demon Slayer. But they switched it up halfway through. It's a different arc of the story.
Yeah.
It's the Swordsmith arc now. Which, what season of the anime is that?
I only watched the first season.
Three, I think? Two or three?
The movie.
Yeah. I'm not 100% familiar with I haven't watched the whole series. But it's the Swordsmith arc, and they redid. It's a new story for the XR ride, so the VR ride. So a lot of characters in that one. Nezuko and Tanjiro are back in that.
Big
thing. They've done something to the movie. For the XR ride, they've upped the quality, or they did something different. I don't know what they did. I had zero motion sickness.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Zero. Like, good. I was surprised.
Nice.
So they did something, because previously on previous versions, I would get so sick, like, to the point where I'm like, I need to get off this, 'cause I'm going to vomit. Like, I can't deal with this, but it was so smooth. And just, like, the animation, just the way it was moving.
Yeah.
It didn't make me sick.
It's got to be something where it's synced better with the motion. Because the only time I got almost sick, and I don't get sick on attractions, was when the video froze and it was still moving.
Oh, yeah. I've had that happen. That's the worst.
Like, that bothered me a bit. Like, I got a little queasy. And I normally do not get motion sickness, you know?
That happened to me on the Attack on Titan.
Yeah, one. Same. I had to close my eyes. I was like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah, it froze, but yeah, we were still moving. And that did me in. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh. But, like, even before that happened, this is for Attack on Titan. Before that even happened, I was getting motion sick.
Oh, no.
And then that just, like, elevated it.
Because that one, you're like going all over the video's going all over the place, right? It's
But with for the current Demon Slayer, whatever they did, please keep doing it, because I had no motion sickness. Like, even the previous one they had, like the one that they just did.
Yeah.
I got, like, I wasn't super sick, but I was like, just like, I could feel, I was like, oh, I'm a little dizzy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I could do this twice. Kind of feeling. But this, no, perfectly fine. I did it twice. I did it twice.
Nice.
So, says something. Then they have some new food. Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
I think I had probably one of the best desserts at any theme park I've ever had.
What?
And it was a Demon Slayer donut.
A donut? How good was this donut, Chris?
It was so fluffy. and the perfect amount of sugar, and it was just the way the mouth feel was so good.
Yeah.
And it was strawberry and matcha flavored.
That sounds good. Strawberry and matcha goes well together.
It was Nezuko.
Aw, cute.
It was just like, just the way they did it. I don't know what they did. It was just so good.
That would be a pretty impressive donut.
It was pretty, like, I'm not very privy to donuts anyway, so it worked out pretty well. It was
okay. Good.
Then they had two churros, two different churros. They're kind of, they're churros.
Just churros, yeah.
The icing is good on them, like the icing on them. One was Tanjiro, of course, and the other one was another character. I think it was one I don't remember the name of. And then they did a Zenitsu, like, croissant with orange.
Okay.
Makes sense. And chocolate. The chocolate was too rich. You
can't go wrong with orange and chocolate, but
the chocolate was too rich.
Yeah, you need a dark chocolate for that.
And the orange was like like a sliced orange.
Yeah, I like
on
that.
On the top.
Yeah.
I didn't care for it. I didn't like it.
Okay. Yeah.
They don't have the restaurant back, like, you know, the counter service restaurant. That's not back. That's just a regular restaurant. But they do have the sit down restaurant Saito.
Oh, that menu was really nice.
Yeah, so it's back as Demon Slayer, and the menu on that is delicious. It's still very good. I got the plant based one.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious, absolutely delicious. There's so many delicious things on it. As we mentioned before in other episodes, like, USJ has just like turned it up a notch with when it comes to all the plant-based stuff.
For sure.
Such a good job. So yeah, the Demon Slayer Saito restaurant is really good. It's worth your time. There's no advanced reservation, so it's first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
So you can queue up for it. That's basically what you have to do. And they, for the special drinks, they all come with random coasters, acrylic coasters.
Of course they do.
And this time the coasters are themed to, what are they called? Like I can never remember what they're called. It's the hand protector on the swords.
Oh, what is it called? Like a, I don't know.
Hand protector. I don't know. So, you know. Yeah. So like it's
what it's is it called? Shield. I know what you're talking about. It's the thing that goes in between the blade and the handle. Not called a handle. So don't come at me. Yeah,
it protects your hand from
the sword sliding down.
Yeah. So they're all shaped to the specific character's sword.
That's actually pretty cool. Like, if you're going to do a coaster, like, that's a kind of unique idea.
I thought that was pretty cool. So,
mm-hmm.
And then you get to meet another lifelike character.
Oh, the Clonoids. I think they have a new name for it. I think it's like an updated version of the Clonoids now, right?
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
But they're so creepy.
It looks very real.
Uh-huh.
Like, it looks like it's right out of the anime. It's very strange. It's very unsettling.
Yeah. It's like nightmare fuel.
Yeah. And, of course, there's a lot of merchandise. Tons of merchandise for Demon Slayer, which is quite nice. One thing they did, which I thought was very clever and very evil at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So they have all the plushes of all the different characters, right?
Yes.
Each character has one little accessory on them that is unique to that character.
Yes.
You know what they did?
It's blind box?
No. They do have blind boxes for other stuff, but...
Yeah.
Those accessories, that one accessory for each character, you can buy that bloody accessory for yourself.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I thought if you were being really evil, you could sell the accessory as a blind box on top of that.
No.
But
so like Zenitsu has like a little keychain, like a little orb keychain that his plush has. Like his plush has it. But then you can buy like a human sized one for yourself.
Of course.
And then like Shinobu has her butterfly hairpin that you can buy for your hair, and just all these little accessories. And I just think it's so clever and so evil at the same time.
You need to accessorize when you're at these theme parks, so understandable.
And this event is going on until January 5th, actually, so it's around for a little bit.
That makes sense. Sounds good.
It's almost like a year-round cool Japan. Well, it's weird. Like, some of the stuff is outside of cool Japan.
Yeah, but I think this is like separate, right?
Yeah, Demon Slayer is separate. Like, but you can easily confuse it to be part of cool Japan because cool Japan has anime in it. Usually.
Yeah, so I feel do you even need cool Japan at this point and just not have like just separate events that are happening at different times of the year?
Because we have One Piece in the summer. We have Conan in the winter usually. And then there's something like whatever the flavor of the day is, right? Like we've had Spy Family. We had Jujutsu Kaisen. We've had My Hero Academia. We have Demon Slayer. Chainsaw Man is coming for Halloween.
Oh, like, it's going to be wild.
I'm excited for Chainsaw Man.
Yeah.
I need to finish watching it. I think I've watched it.
I only watched the first episode.
I need to get on it.
I can't do that. I can't get into other anime anymore. Like,
it's not long.
I can't. I know. But
if you watch it, I'll watch it.
It's just really involved, you know.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think it's good. We can end this here.
Okay.
So we're going to say thank you to some wonderful explorers that are supporting us over on Patreon. So a huge thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Crispy, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Harry, Marina, Beth, Eli, Abby, Rumson, and Taylor. Do that in one breath.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kate, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy, and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, and Tara.
If you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button or follow button on your podcast app of choice so you don't miss any of our newest episodes and our ramblings. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content Editor. What am I doing? I don't know. What am I doing with my life? That's a deep question.
You're going on vacation soon. You're going to refresh.
That's true. Yes. I need it. I need some time off. It's going to be nice. It's going to be wonderful. But we had to make sure we had episodes coming out for you wonderful explorers because we love you so much. Thank you. And joining us always, Patricia.
Hey, guys. I don't know. I'm going to think about the Halloween thing because I do like Halloween a lot. But this Halloween is also really busy because I'm volunteering in the neighborhood to help with the trick-or-treating. So I don't know. And we have the carving party and everything. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Okay.
But yeah, you guys, if you have ever used like the VIP pass, VIP tour at Disney, either Tokyo Disney Resort or Universal or, you know, the other parks, what do you think of it? Do you recommend it? Let us know your thoughts about it. And we'll see you next time.
All right, Spars. Bye.
Bye-bye.